Welcome to this episode of The Wolf and the Shepherd.
Wait, what is going on right now? I am supposed to be the one that says welcome to this episode.
Well, there's a special emphasis on The Wolf and the Shepherd, particularly towards the wolf this week, because this episode is on Cold Weather, Texas edition, and you didn't lose any electricity, and I did.
Okay.
I went almost 3 days without electricity while you were living the life of Riley, sitting in your underwear in your living room, being like, oh, I'm too warm, I'm too warm. Turn on the overhead fan, while it got down to 42 degrees in my house. So this is why I'm leading the podcast.
Yeah, fair enough. There was a little bit of privilege there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not wolf privilege, shepherd privilege. So you had water in your house, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had water in my house as well. But in the studio here, we had no water. So
zero water.
At some point in the future, we're going to explain how we went around going to the bathroom this last week when we were in the studio. But I don't think that time is now. We need to get it beyond us. It's like talking about Vietnam 40 years after the event.
Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah.
That was bad.
Yeah.
Maybe we should avoid that for a little bit.
Yeah, we really shouldn't go there. So, Snowmageddon, Texas, worst weather in Texas history, probably, or since records began,
Well, Texas history as it was recorded.
I don't know if it was well recorded previously, because every year people are like, yeah, it was hot, it was hot, it was hot, and people are like, really? You're employing somebody to just say, oh, it was a hot summer, it was a hot summer. I don't think that it was cold, people really got a look in, unless it was an intern. I went without power at my house for almost 3 days, right? Now, I got used to it being cold, okay? I was wearing like 4 layers of Under Armour, a Wolf and the Shepherd hoodie from TeePublic, which is awesome. I washed it many times. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
And you were sitting there in your underwear at home watching Netflix.
Right, but did your hoodie from TeePublic keep you warm?
It did. I think it added that extra layer which tipped the balance between uncomfortability and wanting to murder myself.
So there's something there.
So we did actually manage to record a couple of podcasts last week despite the rolling blackouts, which was a miracle, because when you talk about rolling blackouts, they told us here in Texas 1 hour on, 1 hour off, or at least that's what we understood it to be. But then past the first day, they kind of mixed and matched it. This whole DJ thing came in. It was like, oh, 42 minutes on, 17 minutes off, 29 minutes on, 57. You know, it just went, you couldn't predict anything. And so we had to record the podcast in spurts, which is never a good idea with us because we lose our train of thought on an absolute linear podcast. So we had to like go back and re-record some of the stuff we'd already talked about and then like edit it to make it make sense.
Well, we always lose our train of thought when we actually have to hit the pause button. I mean, how many times have we sat there and tried to record something and then realized, oh, maybe we need to use the bathroom?
Well, that's the only time we ever pause it. There's that one time during the episode, the early episode on witches and gingers.
Right.
Where we got really emotional because we started talking about, I think, the Irish people having ginger hair. That's your heritage. You got emotional, had to leave the room. But other than that, all of the pauses have been about having to go potty.
And then it gets us all confused.
Yeah.
And we can't come back after we hit pause.
Yeah.
So we have to go, you know, straight through. We never pause and take bathroom breaks and all that good stuff.
So for the benefit of our huge, huge listening audience in India, especially since we did that Bollywood podcast, that's been the thing. We literally have tens of thousands of listeners from India, which is ridiculous because
welcome to this one.
Yeah.
So glad you're here.
What was a little bit embarrassing last week, right, towards the end of the bad weather, we were in the office and the power went off on like the rolling blackout thing, and you said, and I quote exactly, it's just like living in a third world country. Now, when you said that, we were listening to music on your laptop, which you downloaded. You were filling out a spreadsheet of me scanning receipts on my iPhone, seeing all the money back we could get from our recent shopping trips. And we were drinking Alien Ale from our sponsor's kegerator that they gave us. And you told me it was just like living in Ethiopia.
But you got to remember, first world, second world, third world. There's a meaning behind that. So the first world was the Allies. The second world was the Axis. The third world was neither part of that. So any country that didn't align in World War II.
Oh, I was going to say, you're talking about World War II.
Third world countries. Right. So
India aligned with us in World War II. What are you on about?
No, they
didn't. Yeah, they did.
No,
they did. I promise you they did.
No, they didn't. Because their camels were...
They don't have camels in India.
Yeah, they do.
They have tigers.
Tigers? No, there's more tigers in Texas than there are in India.
All the wild of the world. Yeah, we know that. But no, they don't have camels in India.
I don't believe you.
If any of our listeners would like to research this, and actually given the number of emails we get per week from our Indian listeners, I'm sure they'll be none too hesitant to set the record straight on that one. They don't have camels in India. Well, they might have, but it's not famous for camels, is it?
There's camels on curry 114. And tigers. No, there's camels on 114.
No, that's
how are there not camels
India? That other animal with the long neck and the humpies. What are they?
Giraffes?
No, the alpacas.
Now it's alpacas. And
alpacas,
emus,
that's what they are.
No, they're
not camels, mate.
Okay.
I've driven past them. I've honked the horn to get them to look at me and then taken a photograph.
Okay.
Anyway, but back on topic. So, like last week, when things were like really going toilet shaped in Texas here, we actually got 7 or 8 emails asking us if we needed anything, right? Which I thought was really nice. Unfortunately, 6 of those were from India. Now, I know it's only about 8.8 thousand miles away, just under 9,000 miles away, but I thought it was a nice touch. So,
well, yeah,
They have kept loyal.
Sure. And it was nice of them to send those emails and say, hey, what can we send y'all?
Well, actually, I've got the answer to that one. Because one of our listeners who sent us an email, and he's near New Delhi in India, right? He offered us $30 in PayPal if we'd do a podcast on traditional Indian music.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Well,
no, I'd rather die.
No, I'm not saying we're cheap, but I told him we'd do it in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
We'd rather die than not do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. We'll take care of that.
Yeah. So I know the National Weather Service, you know, national news and all that, probably overplayed how bad it was in some areas of Texas. Because to be honest here, I mean, it wasn't that bad. I mean, yeah, it got cold in my house, but I had a lot of food, water there. I mean, here we don't have any water and that toilet's just going to have to be demolished. You know, it wasn't really actually super, super bad. So for our listeners outside
let's back up.
Oh, talking of backing up, do you think that system's ever going to work again?
Yeah, do you realize how horrible that's going to be to take care of that toilet?
It'd be better to just, like, blow up the whole strip, I think.
Okay.
Outside of our Texas listeners, right, and there's another big little bit of an exaggeration, really, about how bad things were. Do you want to tell people how your Jeep almost ran out of gas, how we had to wait 20 minutes for pizza, and then the internet was slower than usual, or you just want to run with this story about it being bad here in Texas?
You know, that was one of those horrible first world problems that we had. So we decided we'll go ahead and record a podcast, and then it took us a couple of takes because the power went out.
Yeah.
I mean, that sucked. So we had to wait until the power came back on and then we could record the podcast. Then I said, hey, I'm going to go ahead and run you home because I went and picked you up.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, you know, come up to the studio. I'm going to come pick you up so you don't have to drive up here. You said, oh, we did that. And then I said, hey, I got to take dinner home to the kids. And I said, let's go buy a kind of big half pizza. Sponsor.
Two big pizzas.
Well, no, I want to say kind of a half sponsor because this guy, he's got our Alien Ale beer. And I said, hey, let's stop by. Let's say hello and pick up a keg and all that good stuff. Then I'm going to buy the pizza for the kids and all that. And that didn't work out all that well.
As pricey as that pizza was, I'd have just kept it for myself. I'd said, forget the kids. Picked up some ramen on the way home and just been like, hey, sis or starve. You don't know what's coming next. Daddy's got all the money.
Well, let's be honest. If I would have had that money to spend on pizza, I could have fed half of Africa. Because...
That's an exaggeration. Maybe a third. Maybe a quarter. Not half of Africa.
Well, come on, I have problems with math. So, numbers. Okay, something like that.
Yeah.
It was bad.
I wouldn't...
It was bad. But let's also not forget about the fact that once we finally got the pizzas for my kids, then I looked down in my four-wheel drive Jeep and I said, oh, I'm almost out of gas.
Mm.
And how many gas stations did we go to before I got gas?
Within a 0.7 mile radius.
Yeah, well, it was two gas stations that didn't have gas, and then the third gas station.
Yeah, it was rough.
It was.
It was exactly like living in a third world country.
It was first world problems. Exactly,
yeah. I thought to kind of make ourselves feel this little bit better, we're going to examine cold weather around the world, which means mostly, I guess, make fun of people who put up with it voluntarily. So first up, the people formerly known as Eskimos, what are they thinking?
Well, based off of the real estate around DFW, they should probably say, I could build an igloo and
be small enough for the cat to move in, but...
Well, yeah, but they could have so much...
Real estate for the ice price?
Yes.
Yeah, which will last 2 days and they're homeless. You're the worst real estate person ever.
That's true.
Well, now, admittedly, our knowledge of Eskimos, or the people formerly known as Eskimos, mainly comes from old kind of like Anna Barbara cartoons, right? Which have since been banned for being like stereotypical or something. I thought I'd do some minimal research, see why they were banned, but I didn't bother doing it. So what did you know growing up from cartoons? What was your stereotype of an Eskimo, given we haven't got to what they should be called at this point in time?
Somebody that wore a very cozy coat.
Who looks like Kenny in South Park.
Like a cozy coat. Like, okay, you're
polar bear lined.
Yeah, you're not cold.
Yeah.
There is nothing coming into that coat saying, I'm cold. He has a good coat.
So from your knowledge, what are Eskimos called now? I don't mean like Keith or Martin. What's the polite term for an Eskimo?
Philip?
No, it's got some really bad connotations. Martin? No. What do you call Eskimos? I don't mean like by name, like the Christian name, or they don't follow that religion, whatever other name they go by. No, what do you call Eskimos? What's the proper name for an Eskimo? Just like earlier, people, when we kept mentioning Indians, were probably thinking, I'm sure you mean Native Americans. No, we don't. We mean the people who come from the country, India. No, so what are Eskimos properly supposed to be called?
Frosty the Snowman.
Not all of them. Well, anyway, I went on Wikipedia. Woohoo! Calls them Indigenous Circumpolar Peoples. That's the name.
No, spell that.
Which word?
Yeah, exactly.
Indigenous Circumpolar Peoples.
Yeah, that's way too many letters.
And words. And syllables.
Yeah.
Yeah, broken up. So, I didn't want to bring this up, but, you know, we had one attempt at recording this podcast before we did this one, and the Shepherd and I, we are big supporters of local business, mainly because we can't be bothered to drive too far.
Right.
That is the prime reason, actually. That's why...
And we're extremely lazy.
Yeah, and we don't want to pay delivery fees. So, right. So there's this mimosa truck, which comes by twice a week, and it comes down this strip, which is mainly made out of insurance agents, a, what's the delivery thing next door?
I don't know.
What are they? Some delivery company. Anyway.
I don't pay that some close attention.
And then there's our office. So anyway, this Mimosa truck drives by, and it drives by normally at the time when most people are supposed to be driving home, which is a good combination because here in Texas, we're not allowed to have open containers. And this Mimosa truck comes by and it does this 12 for the price of three or 12 for the price of four thing. And it's like, hey, drink all of these and then drive home. We're like, you're not going to catch us out. We will get an Uber home, but we're definitely going to take you up on the 12 for the price of three or 12 for the price of four mimosas. Now, today they were doing us a special because they, for some reason, they had a lot more ice than they had previous weeks. So I don't know where they got it from, I'll be honest with you. But they had a chest full of ice, which looked suspiciously like snow. So they were giving away more mimosas for the price. So it was like 17 for the price of three or something.
I don't know what the difference on the fractions were.
Yeah. But anyway, it was like $8 or $9. So we took the money out of the guy who does the insurance next door and like took it out of his petty cash because he never counts it. Paid for the mimosas, sat here, drank it, decided, you know what? We can talk about cold weather. So if we're not being quite as precise as we normally are, it's because we have been supporting local businesses. So sue us. But just remember, we don't have any money. So don't try go too hard. Don't spend any money on legal fees. You know.
Well, we did have $16. But
we
did. Gone.
We spent it on pizza.
On pizza.
Yeah.
But I feel bad for the pizza joint. Well, no, that we spent the money on. Because what if they were named in that lawsuit?
Given how much pizza we got for that money, I don't think they have any money either.
Yeah.
I think they're right.
Probably not.
I think they're renting the place as well. So, indigenous circumpolar peoples. Now, I don't know about you, but I thought, hey, non-specific gender in indigenous circumpolar person, watch out for that polar bear. Oh, too late, he's bitten his head off. Now that's going to make an interesting Coca-Cola Christmas commercial, I think.
Poor polar bear.
Not really.
He's just trying
to... This is lucky day.
Well, but he's trying to sell Coca-Cola.
Well, is he?
Well, yeah,
Who's he selling it to?
Random Americans.
No, I think there's like one of those Google drones flying over using him in an advertising campaign and he's got no clue what's going on whatsoever.
Yeah, but the random drones coming over Texas, I mean, they're going to get shot. So.
Well, they are in Texas, yeah, but I don't know if the Inuit Circumpolar Council has a big following or...
Yeah, but
mind you, we were wrong about the, what was it, the Amish. They've got a big following in Texas as well. We didn't even know about that, did we?
Well, yeah, but there was that odd number in Texas with the Amish.
Yeah.
That was kind of a mess. Weird. But let's be honest.
We still got to visit them, by the way. We've got a day trip to see the Amish. I tried to email them, but I haven't got a response yet.
That's
sad. I texted the number on the website as well. Still nothing. So
should we just show up?
Yeah, I think we should. Problem is, then, we're going to end up living there for like about 3 months.
Yeah, they're going to be surprised.
Yeah, they will be surprised.
That's kind of sad.
Yeah, they will be surprised, I can guarantee that. So in 1977, the Inuit Circumpolar Council, which is actually a thing, sounds like the Jedi Council, took a break.
Yeah, now it sounds like you're making things
up. No, I read this. This is like one of the first two things I found on Google. They took a break from ice fishing. It didn't say that in the article. I made that bit up. And they met in a big igloo and voted to replace the word Eskimo with Inuit. So it's now the Inuit Circumpolar Council as representatives, and Inuit has replaced the word Eskimo. Now, I don't know if they actually ask any Eskimos, like, would you like to be called something different? It's like, who's calling us anything anyway? I'm just out here trying to ice fish and like not get raped by a polar bear. I mean, why am I being called these different names?
Do they really care what they're called?
Well, I don't know. You have to think. They've now, since got woke, since 1977, when Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope, which we did a fantastic podcast on a few weeks ago.
True.
But ironically, they have no hope of throwing off the stereotypes from kindergartners through fourth graders or anybody else. So what other country in the world would you say should most be maligned for people willingly living in cold weather? I'll give you a clue. It's one of your least favorite countries.
Canada.
Yep. Yeah. I can't believe you got that, actually. Now, although to be honest, you can only name about 14 countries, so I'm sure if you actually watch the Travel Channel, you'd dislike many, many more. Although I actually watch the Travel Channel, and 90% of the content is about hauntings and paranormal experiences, so I don't think anybody learns any geography anymore from the Travel Channel.
Yeah.
I actually like Canada, unlike you. Well, except for the French.
Yeah.
In Canada. I don't like the French in Canada.
Oh, you're coming around my part.
Yeah. I like that. Well, I like the people who play ice hockey, and I like the non-French part of Canada. So Quebec, I could take or leave it. I don't like the Prime Minister because he's married to that woman who's far too pretty for him. Trudeau. What's his first name? Mr. Trudeau.
Yeah.
Mr. Trudeau.
I don't pay any attention to that
horrible,
horrible country up there.
Well, she's got the middle name Grégoire, which kind of puts me in two minds about her, but... You know, she's pretty. I kind of like her. But yeah. Oh, Justin Trudeau. That's his name, the Prime Minister of Canada.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good for him.
Yeah. I don't know if it is. I actually had some Stump the Shepherd questions on Canada because I know it's one of your
favorite
places on earth, right? I did the normal thing. I took the first answer and took it as fact.
So this is one of those. You know, we decided to record a podcast and I'm barely standing. And now
you're sitting, to be honest.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And now you're going to hit me with those. So.
All right.
Okay.
So, number one, is Canada always cold?
Yes.
Correct. The answer from Google was Canada is always cold. Now, I know normally we'd leave it there.
You know,
let sleeping dogs lie, you know.
Sure, but the irony there is Canada should be hot because it's hell. And it should just be fiery, just everybody burning and just suffering.
Yeah, I think you're following the stereotype of Dante's Inferno. Who's to say hell isn't a cold, desolate place? And that's the definition of hell.
Right, but Dante was right. Canada is hell.
The second question, I was surprised to see this one because I thought it might get a little bit more socio-economical and all that stuff. But the next question literally on Google was...
The next question was, Canada is hell.
No, that's not a question. That's a statement.
Oh.
Is life in Canada good?
No.
Well,
no one loves living in Canada.
Well, according to the internet, you're wrong. It says Canada.
Canada?
Yeah, that's how I spell it. No, listen to this one.
Is that the UK version of how
talk about this is how bad my writing is. I'm literally reading this.
Oh, Canada? Right?
Canada is banked.
Is what?
Banked. What I meant to say is Canada is ranked, but I don't like to say this. So I was at a stoplight when I was writing this down. And I put, Canada is banked.
Canada
is banked. So yeah, Canada is ranked as the second best place country in the world to live.
No, I think you're on to something.
Yeah, Canada is
banked. Canada
is banked.
I think that's what we need to call that country.
Yeah.
Canada.
Yeah.
So Canada.
It's banked as the second best country in the world to live. Now,
what country is banked on the it's Canada. It's Canada.
Canada. So, I know this was written by the Canadian Tourist Board, right?
But the Canada?
Yeah. So, apparently Germany is number one, which is some crap, because I've actually been there. I went there playing professional soccer a bunch of times, and like most women who live there look like Arnold Schwarzenegger, but just without the muscles.
And they said, Canada.
I would rather go and live in Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah, and be banked as the second in the world rather than the first. Yeah.
See, you didn't even realize this is where this was
going. That's what I wrote down. But like I said, I was at a stoplight. And you know what it's like, as soon as you go and try and do something urgent at a stoplight, check your phone, like the light changes, and you think, I've got 3 seconds for this person to find me.
Well,
haunts me, and it's Texas, so they might actually shoot me. So
exactly. You got to be careful.
So I've got Conundra.
Yeah.
Conundra.
You got to be careful because the police, they will look at you and they say, oh, you're on your phone. Oh, there's a way we can... go ahead and write you a ticket.
So I thought, you know, outside of Eskimo country, circle of Inuits or whatever it is.
Or the
circumpolar Inuit, Society of Members.
No, let's be honest. It's the Kananda.
No, that's a different country.
No, it's all the same.
Anyway, so that's North America taken care of. That's all you need to know. So what I figured I'd go with is the United States, right? Because there's a couple of places in the United States which people also live in, which also suck most of the year round, but especially in winter. Now, can you name number one? I'll give you a clue. You were born there.
Okay, so U.S., we're going to go with the...
I've just told you, it's where you were born, mate. It's where my girlfriend was born. Yeah, Chicago. You left it, giving it the middle fingers while you were still in diapers. Well, that's how quickly you left out of
you
there.
You know, I was born in Chicago, Illinois, but...
As opposed to where?
I came to Chicago, Texas, South when Dakota. I was 2 months old.
Right.
I,
that's what I'm saying. You were giving it the middle finger while you were leaving.
Probably
while
so.
While in diapers, pooping in the back of your dad's car.
Yeah.
So anyway, Chicago sees frequent snow in winter, often reaches temperatures of minus 20, is windy most of the year. You know, if we take away the fact they have that mayor that looks like Beetlejuice, and your chances of getting shot past roughly about 6 p.m. at night in the south is a bit great in their chances of finding a pizza with less than 9,000 calories.
Probably so.
Yeah. I don't like Chicago. Now, do you like Chicago pizza? You should do because it's in your genes.
Well... I haven't had a Chicago pizza. A true
like
Chicago
it.
Pizza. Now,
I don't like
now,
it.
Now, hang on. Hang on. Because there's a lot of people, even in Texas, they put up these pizza joints and they say, oh, it's Chicago style pizza.
And who's that for? People who have moved from Chicago.
Well, but my dad will go to these pizza joints and say, oh, they say they have Chicago style pizza. He lived in Chicago for years, and then he says, nope, not Chicago pizza. You only get Chicago pizza in Chicago.
Well, good. They need to
you
keep it
only
to
get New York pizza in New York.
Even better.
That's the way this works.
Even better. If you had New York pizza, it's just like a gallon of grease with some pepperoni and some cheap cheese thrown in it, I think. I don't like New York pizza either.
No, honestly, I've had New York pizza in New York, and I was shocked. When I said, I'll have pizza. And of course, in New York, they call it a pie. They said, oh, do you want a pie? I actually wanted meat on the pizza, but they brought in three pizzas with no meat, no nothing. It was just cheese.
I ate it.
And I'm like, well, wait. How about pepperoni? How about something? Like, oh, no, we just have pies coming here. I'm like... No,
we just had some grease. We threw some pastry and some
cheese
in it. Yeah,
it was ridiculous.
I'm pretty sure in Afghanistan you get better pizza than in New York.
Absolutely,
maybe
or maybe Iraq.
I don't think northern states can do pizza. They think they can because you have
They do.
Well, what you have to remember is like you've got this image of like the Italians, you know, made the pizzas, and so you've got, you know, Chicago and obviously New York, heavy, you know, Italian influence. It's like, oh, they must know how to make pizza. Truth is, pizza didn't come from there remotely,
right?
But they just adopted it, thought they'd run with it. It's like, all right, there's something else we can kind of add to the ignorance of people and think, oh, Italians are speciality makers of pizza. They're not. That's not a speciality. They adopted it and they did like they did with everything else. Just throw a load of grease over it, charge four times as much, and then hope people are stupid enough to think, oh, I'm being authentic. I'm eating Italian pizza. It's like, no, you're not. You're really not. Probably not welcome in Chicago now, along with those other states we've kind of pooped over the past few months.
Yeah.
So it was the second one, right?
Well, that's why we're going to stay in Texas.
Yeah. So the second one, Alaska. Now, I actually like Alaska, even though I've never been there. It's probably why I like it, actually. As a corner of the interwebs, some beautiful scenery, because I've seen some pictures on, social media and stuff of, like, nice mountains, some snow, some polar bears, things. And there's the Northern Lights thing, which is useless to you because you're colorblind. So it's just going to look like a chemtrail to you, to be honest, isn't it?
Probably some.
Yeah, so that's a waste of time. Cold weather. I mean, we experienced it, which makes us experts because we had it for like almost 5 days. So we lived it, right?
We survived it.
We survived it. So I think if anybody has to look back at this period in history, especially Texas history, they listen to this podcast, they could probably write a thesis and maybe get a doctorate.
Probably so. Yeah, I mean, it's been so much of a struggle.
It has.
We're struggling with the fact that so many people from other states are coming in here, and we look at that and we say, hey, you're bringing your weather here. You're bringing your problems here.
Yeah, we
And now it's time for us to say, hey, we're sick of this.
Yeah.
We're sick of this. Just go off somewhere else. Yeah. Go live in Montana. Live in Utah. You know, Wyoming, some other state
Are they all famous places for being frozen?
I don't know. I mean, who cares about those states? I mean, who cares about Wyoming?
I don't know. Some lovely people from there.
Well, no. I mean, Wyoming is one of those states.
People from there.
Yeah, but Wyoming has like 8 people that live there. Yeah, who cares about that state?
And if there are any companies in Wyoming who are currently looking for a national sponsor, especially one for which some strange reason reaches out to India, just drop us an email at thewolfandtheshepherd@gmail.com and we will hook you up. We don't care what type of business it is. Well, we have a few exceptions, but not many. And yeah, just fill out the form we're going to send you and we can be your sponsor.
I do agree with that, but not Utah.
Utah's got a lot of Mormons, mate, and they know what they're doing.
We're not going to be Mormons.
Well, no, we're not going to turn. I don't think we should have to do that to get the sponsorship, if that's what you're suggesting.
Exactly.
There's a lot of Mormons in Utah, right? And they sell things, but if I don't think any religions have this to sell this product, you have to take on our religion.
But what if we converted to Mormonism because they want to pay us a bunch of money?
Well, it depends how much money, because we will do it for a bunch of money.
So based off that, if
if
there are any companies in Utah that want to convert us to Mormonism,
just write a check.
Yeah, write a check.
Let's not get too deep into it. Just write us a check. You can email us. We'll give you the amount it takes, and all of a sudden we might even be a Utah based, because I can change the IP address. We can be a Utah based podcast.
You know, but the last one that wouldn't work is South Dakota.
Because
I think there's literally like 8 people that live in South Dakota.
They got some pretty girls in South Dakota.
No.
Look it up on the internet. No, I promise you. Google image search.
They are not that pretty.
I bet they are.
Dude, you have lived in Texas long enough to realize you have California girls, you have Texas girls.
Mm.
That's pretty much it.
Right.
I have went around this country. I have went all over this country. I have went into the Midwest where some of my mother's family lives, and have seen the women there in... They're a couple of chromosomes short of actually being a normal human being. They're not in South Dakota. Oh. I'm sorry.
No, I tell you, you're gonna go and Google image search after this podcast, and you're gonna embarrass yourself.
No,
because you're gonna see some beauties. Look up Miss South Dakota.
No, okay. So we've never done this, but I will bet you. So we got.
Remember, we don't have any money. So what are we going to?
That's what I'm sitting here thinking. The money our podcast has. So I'm going to say 2 cents, a shiny penny and a dull penny.
Okay, after
it's not going
to
happen.
Have to rob some of the panhandlers closer to I-35 to get that. But wait, yeah, right.
No. Hang on. Be quiet for a second. Oh, there's people kind of tapping on the wall out there. They're your responsibility, but yeah, I'm right.
Yeah.
I'm right. You're wrong.
I'm going to find you some fine ladies, some South Dakota, and you're going to be like, oh, Wolf, you're the best misogynistic gathering of information of hot girls from different states without being judged for it because you're completely innocent in gathering data.
Not going to happen. Not going to happen.
Yeah.
But with all that said,
we should probably do this when we're sober.
Yeah. Yeah. That
good
is,
run through. Good yeah, run through
that,
there.
No, that's actually probably true. But with all that said, thanks for tuning into this episode of The Wolf and the Shepherd. We certainly appreciate all of your support and the wolf sitting back in his chair and saying, "Oh, I won."
We'll release this at a further date. Unanswered. It will be released at a further date.
It's coming out on the normal schedule. But thanks for all the support, and we'll catch you on the next one.